It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnah Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm just fine, thank you. It's going to be cold this week, huh?
Yeah, it's going to stay cold. Welcome to winter, I guess.
We didn't get it near as bad, though.
No, not at all.
Saturday was kind of tough for some places to the west and north of us. I know there are places up around the Carroll Denison areas that received a half a foot or more of snow. As cold as it's going to be, usually you'd think those early season snows like that. Here today, gone tomorrow. You know, probably not that big a deal. The weather's still kind of in flux yet. We haven't settled in, but boy, that little bit of snow that we had here, that's not going to go away anytime soon with the conditions, the cold, the way it's supposed to be all week long. It's really not supposed to hardly even get into the 30s most of the week. So it's going to be chilly out here, and I noticed this morning coming into the office, need to go get some ice melt.
Yeah.
I think everybody's probably in the same boat. I hope the store's all bulked up on that stuff. Yeah, because everybody's going to be needing it all at once here. Brett's in the studio with us here this morning. He got in just fine today.
Yeah, you didn't have to go too far north to run into snow. We had 2 to 3 over in Walnut.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, we didn't really have much of anything here, just a little bit. In fact, it really didn't start snowing. It was raining most of the day here. And I kept thinking all day, I wonder if they're going to have that Christmas parade then Saturday night, because, yeesh. I mean, you can do it in a lot of things, but rain? That would be miserable. Yeah. And I can't imagine too many people out watching except sitting in cars. It kind of takes away from the atmosphere. But it seemed like probably about, half hour, 45 minutes, maybe about an hour before the parade thereabouts. Within that last hour before the parade, that's when it turned to snow. So it actually kind of looked nice. Brett's sitting here waiting for me to shut up so he can tell you about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. You might be waiting a while, by the way.
Over the holidays, many of our households will see lots of family and friends. One of the quickest ways to make your kitchen or bathroom more attractive and useful at the same time is to upgrade the faucets. Camlin Plumbing and Heating carries Delta brand faucets that covers your needs with styles and finishes to amazingly transform your kitchen or bathroom into a more stylish and useful area. Camlin Plumbing and Heating carries only Delta's top line with metal finishes and metal parts for durability. Camlin Plumbing and Heating also discounts Delta faucets from 15 to 25% off their list price every day. Stop in and see us at our Atlantic or Harlan store.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Well, this morning I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking to you about how you can win $500 in Christmas cash, because that's what we're doing today. You know, remember last week we gave you an opportunity. Actually, last week you had the opportunity just to stop out here to our studios and make a donation toward the Atlantic Food Pantry. And if you did that, you were going to get tickets for a drawing. Of course, we also gave you one free just for stopping by because it's the Christmas spirit. But we had folks come down also the day after Thanksgiving. That Friday, we had folks come down in the downtown Atlantic to make donations of both monetary donations and donations of food items that they wanted to donate to help out the Atlantic Food Pantry here during this critical time of the year. And a number of folks did that as well. We appreciate all those folks that took the time to do that. By the way, Janet Kappel was the Scrooge. She was the Grand Marshal of the parade Saturday night. All of the contestants, candidates were there, so it was a nice parade. Had a good time, actually, Saturday night. The crowd was a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be, just because of the way the weather was all day. I just kind of thought, yuck, you know, it just didn't seem like it was going to be much fun. And I was kind of honestly sitting around just waiting to see if it was going to be postponed at all, just because it's just not that much fun to do that. People put a lot of effort into a lot of these floats and things, and then you have to go out and do it in the rain. It just didn't sound like it was going to be a lot of fun. And I know sitting there waiting in line for the parade to start, visiting with some of the Atlantic firemen, too, Mark McNeese, the fire chief, said that he'd called down late in the afternoon and said, well, what do you think? Are we doing it? You know, they weren't even sure either. But everything went off just fine. No problems with the weather. As I say, about an hour or so before the parade started, the rain turned to snow, which made things a little bit more palatable. And why shouldn't it snow? It's a Christmas parade. But had a good time. Had a great crowd downtown. Fireworks. They did the fireworks this year just at the beginning of the parade instead of waiting till the end so everybody could see them. A lot of times those of us that ride in the parade don't get a chance to see them very well. But that was kind of nice and had a good night. A lot of folks enjoyed and I think it turned out real well Saturday night for the parade. But anyway, besides that, coming up here this Christmas season, as I mentioned, we gave you a chance to donate to the Atlantic Food Pantry, and that gave you a chance to get involved in our contest. We did have some folks come out here last week, too, to make their donations and things. And that's all we were asking you to do, was just make the donation to the food pantry. Actually, you didn't have to do that. If you just stopped by and said you'd like a ticket, we'd give you one for free. So we give you an opportunity to get these little yellow tickets. Now, I hope you held on to your little yellow tickets, because this morning we're going to announce the winning number. And we hope it's a winning number. Here's how this is going to work. I've already drawn a ticket, did that here earlier. I've got it right here in front of me. In a little bit, I'm going to read you the number that's on that ticket. It's a 6-digit number. So if that number matches a ticket that you have in your possession, what you need to do is bring it out here to us here at our studios. Just bring it out here to the station today. We have to see it. And it has to be today. We have to have it before 5 o'clock this afternoon. That'll be the cutoff. If for some reason we don't get that ticket out here to be validated by the end of business today, then tomorrow morning we will draw another number and we'll do the same thing all over again until we get a winner. Now, I don't suspect that will happen. It hasn't yet in the years that we've been doing this, so hopefully it works out well. We have a number of local businesses who are participating in our Christmas package this year, and those folks that are all involved in Christmas package advertising this year, I have a list of those folks as well. What you'll get if you have the winning ticket when you come in is a handshake from me. No, that's not all. That's not worth anything, is it? You'll get a handshake. You'll get a list of all the places where you can spend Christmas cash. I'll also hand you $500 in Christmas cash. Christmas cash, if you're scratching your head wondering what in the world that is, well, it's not dollar bills. It's our personal script here at KJAN. We put together what we call Christmas cash, and it works just like cash when you spend it with any one of these sponsors. You just go ahead and spend it like money, and we'll take care of settling up with the businesses that you spend that money with. So works out real well that way for everybody. So all you had to do was make that donation, and you get a chance to win here and make it a very Merry Christmas for yourself. Got your Christmas shopping done?
No.
Have you started?
No.
By you?
I worked on it yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, man. You bet.
You're ruining this for everybody.
Give him a medal.
Man, we're going to take away your man card. Quit that.
There was nothing else to do yesterday.
What, you mean you weren't riveted by all the wonderful football yesterday?
I'm not much of a football watcher.
You're the smart one, I think. You know, if you haven't started your Christmas shopping yet, if you haven't taken care of some of those important things, there you go, $500 to help you out with that. Always helps, and we sure appreciate those folks making those donations. So that's why we made this all available. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to read this ticket number here, and then you'll have until 5 o'clock this afternoon to turn that into money. So here we go. The 6-digit number on that ticket is 378446. 378446. Now, if you've been paying attention and you checked out the KJAN website on our contest page, you may have noticed that that number has been up there for about a half an hour now. So you didn't even have to wait around for me to say anything about this. You could have already known that if you had just checked out our website this morning. But that is up there, too. So if you missed that number, you can check out our KJAN.com website. Go to our contest page, and the number is right there. It's 378446. Now, again, if you are the person who holds that ticket number, you just need to bring it to us here at KJAN before 5 o'clock this afternoon. Now, we do need the actual ticket, not a copy of it. We need the ticket, so please bring that ticket in with you. We'll exchange that. You hand me that, and I'll hand you $500 in Christmas cash. I think that's a fair trade. I think that's a pretty good deal. And then we'll also, as I say, give you a list of places where you can actually spend that Christmas cash as well. It's a pretty extensive list, so you can find a lot of variety of things there, too. I'm sure some things that maybe help you out for the holiday season. And, of course, it's not really necessary to use it to spend for holiday gifts and things either. Do whatever you want with it. It's your money, so have a good time with that. So we do want to thank again those folks that came down on that Friday after Thanksgiving, and also last week that stopped out here to make their donations to the Atlantic Food Pantry. And we would put out a plea for folks as well that it's great, all the things that go on, the Scrooge contest that goes on through the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, and Eleanor Hoover helping to spearhead all that. That helps tremendously this time of the year. Anytime you can focus on any local food pantry, it's a big deal. But if you've not made any donations to your local food pantry if you live in Atlantic or any of the other surrounding communities. Many of them do have some sort of a food pantry effort in their communities. It's a very important time of the year to do that. Not just because it's the holidays. There's usually a lot more need at the holidays because they do have special giveaways, many of them, for the Christmas meals and things like that. But also it's simply because the food pantry always has a need, and this is the time of the year when the focus is really on those donations. Not so much in July and August do people have the food pantries top of their minds as they do during the holiday season. So this is a particularly important time of the year. I've read some statistics in different locations where there are some places on average across the country where some 75% or more of the entire yearly donations come during the holiday season. So you can tell the things don't last forever, and you've got to spread things out over the rest of the year also. So as much as you can do to help out your local food pantry efforts this time of the year is very much appreciated, because it does help them carry over into the times of the year where the donations really do drop off. So they do appreciate all the things that you can do, and there's always room for more. I'm sure they'll find another shelf someplace to stack even more items if you happen to bring more in. So thanks for helping so far, and keep up the good hard work. Once again, that ticket number, 378-446. If you hold that number, just bring it by the studios here before 5 o'clock this afternoon, and you can be a winner. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell you more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
If you're tired of carrying in wood for that furnace, see Camblin Plumbing and Heating about a new gas fireplace. We carry the Lennox lineup of quality direct vent fireplaces with models to fit into an existing wood-burning fireplace as well as a freestanding unit. Lennox's assortment of fireplaces truly lets you personalize your model to fit your decor and needs. With one of these beautiful units, you will enjoy more than just the ambiance. You will be thrilled with the amount of heat that will be available and the fact that none of your heat is going up that chimney. Also, Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries a large variety of gas logs in several different sizes. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today, now don't sweat this, Jim, it's George Carlin. He's already cringing here. If black boxes survive air crashes, why don't they make the whole plane out of that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would make sense, wouldn't it?
It would.
Kind of loses your color scheme, though.
Sometimes I make him sweat with these quotes.
Well, I never know where you're going there. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
You bet.
Hey, again, that winning ticket number, 378-446. Hope to see somebody with that ticket number very soon here in our studios. You go out making a great day, and God bless America.